community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
You are with Phoenix FM. We are here at Latitude Festival, and joining me now is half of Wolf Alice. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon. How's it going?
Good afternoon.
It's going well. First things first, introduce yourselves to our listeners.
I'm Joel, and I play the drums really badly.
I'm Theo, and I play out of time with his bad drums on the bass in Wolf Alice.
And who else is playing with you in Wolf Alice?
There's Ellie Rousel, whose birthday is tomorrow. Happy birthday, Ellie, you absolute legend slash nightmare. And there's also Joff Oddy, who is probably with a cow somewhere right now. An actual physical cow. He loves cows. So much so I tattooed one on myself.
Wow. Well, a very happy birthday to Ellie from all of us here at Phoenix FM as well. So, is this your second appearance here at Latitude?
Second appearance. We were here 2 years ago, and Hugh Stevens actually gave Ellie a birthday cake on the lake stage. It was great.
Excellent. How long have you been going as Wolf Alice?
Just over 3 years, I'd say. Our first show was in the very late of 2012, which was us, Temples, and Swim Deep. It's a pretty mad show.
So, can you remember back to how you originally got together? Because you hail from North London, is it?
Yeah, we were kind of introduced by a mutual friend, and we were all at loss ends, basically, with our different projects we were trying. We found each other, and it felt like a holy matrimonious sound.
It was just good.
Just terrible, yeah. So we kind of
instead of being funny.
Where does the name Wolf Alice come from?
It's from a collection of stories called The Bloody Chamber, which is by Angela Carter, and it's about 3 pages long if anyone wants to read it, and it's about a feral child who's raised by wolves.
Okay. How would you say your sound has evolved over the years?
We're less bad.
Well put.
He's right, I think. I hope. Bloody hell, I hope.
So, how would you describe your less bad sound to people who aren't familiar with you?
I think we've got like a kind of a heavier side, more of a guitar-based side, and a slightly quieter, more introspective thing. And the only way to really sum up our sound is by people listening to our record. We're really bad at describing it, so people can stream it, God knows, probably everywhere, steal it, buy it, do whatever you want, but that's how you'll find out about our sound.
Who would you describe as being your main influences, just to help them along the way with finding out about your sound?
I know, we've touched on like loads of different things throughout the last couple of years. There's been a lot of heavy influences from the Queens of the Stone Age to Pixies to Nirvana to Deftones, you know, and then we've also listened to a lot of other things, like a lot of pop music, a lot of hip-hop and stuff, you know, a lot of vocal things and nuance and ticks of, you know, been very much influenced by stuff like Outkast and things that might be not so apparent on the record, but, you know.
My sole and only influence is Miley Cyrus.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty well, to be fair, yeah. It's probably just her, really, isn't it? Let's be honest.
You wear that influence well. How was today's set, apart from bigger compared to the last time you were at Latitude?
It was great. It was really, really enjoyable. I think it's one of our favourite festival shows this year by a long way, and the crowd were amazing, and it was just a really good vibe in that tent. So, yeah, absolute privilege to come back and play.
Do you have other festivals that you're playing over the course of the summer?
We're actually playing Longitude in Ireland tomorrow. And then we're away for a month doing Summer Sonic in Japan and a few things in America and Australia. And then we're back doing Reading and Leeds Festival, I think, on the late August weekend.
Excellent. And you've got your own tour coming up in, is it September?
Yeah, it's a September tour. We finish on the 26th at Brixton Academy, but we'll be going most places. They're all equally as exciting about, well, we're excited about.
Excellent. And the album, it came out last month, didn't it? Tell us about the name My Love Is Cool.
It was kind of just it kind of came up topic. It's on my arm as I'm being pointed out right now. I tattooed it on myself. It's kind of like a refrain lyrically that came up quite a lot in the album. There's different references to love and cool in conjunction with each other. But it's just kind of a nice phrase, and it's not supposed to be anyone's love in specific. It's just a nice term, and it felt fitting. And you know, you can force an album name out and it'll probably sound rubbish, but it was just something that stuck.
So you've got the tour coming up in September, and do you have plans beyond that for the rest of the year?
I think we're going on tour with Drenge in October in the States, as well as in September in the UK. We're going to do some European stuff, there's a couple of European-y festivals, and then we're going to go back to America again in late November. It's very much, you know, trying to get the record, tour the record to as many people as possible, really, you know.
Excellent. Finally, where's the place that people can go to find out about Wolf Alice online?
WolfAlice.co.uk, Wolf Alice on Facebook, Wolf Alice Band on Twitter, Wolf Alice Band on Instagram. We keep them up to date, and if you want some banter, we're your people. Also, at SteadyLL on Instagram, need to keep them followers up.
Righto. Well, thanks very much for talking to us today, gents. I hope the gig goes well tomorrow.
Thank you.
And good luck with the tour, the other festivals, and the tour in September.
Thanks very much.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.